I only wanna be where I'm supposed to. Even if that somewhere is without you. But I doubt it, I never was the type to settle down. And never did I think that I would have found that you would be the one to hold me down. Forgive me if I ever doubted.
I got your love, I got your love, all of it. I got your love, I got your love, all of it. Isn't it fun, isn't it fun?
I just wanna be that girl that knows you. And I just wanna be that girl that shows you. All those other brothers only wasted my time. Plotting on me, waiting, saying, girl, you're a dime. Only when we kick it do I ever feel fine. Forgive me if I ever doubt it.
Man, y'all already know what it is. It's the Mr. Baby King 1033 South C. That's me, you dig. This is Femo Nation Forever Radio, Jerking 101, Volume 55. What is this jerking about, man? Also, we got the Music Jerk Mix wide open tonight as well. Also, we got Femo Petty Murphy from the Petty Murphy Project and Project Jerk, man. He already on the line, so we're going to be checking in with him and topping it up, man. And also, man, big shout out to everybody that's been rocking with us, man. Everybody that's been helping spread the awareness of the show, whether it's been sharing the links, sharing by word of mouth, man, calling into the shows, hitting that link and tuning into the shows, replaying the shows, all that good stuff, downloading it, man, streaming it. We appreciate y'all, man. We steady reaching more goals. We steady reaching more and more people. And we have been placed in more and more different platforms, man, to make it more accessible for you to find us. So go check us out, man. Of course, we on some of your major streaming platforms, but we also on some of the other platforms, man, that's major too, in some different countries and different areas, man, so that they can be able to enjoy the show as well. Now, we got a lot of work, man, coming up, man, a lot of good interviews that's booked coming. We got a lot of great music, man, sitting in the vault that's ready to get uploaded, ready to be put into action. So, again, man, if you want to get placed, chop on the radio at gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3 format, man. You're going to want to have your audio drop already ready to go. 1-1 have your audio drop all ready to go, man. Where we'll discuss the agreement behind placing your song and further information, man, once you contact us. So choponeradio@gmail.com first. Make sure everything MP3 away from Matt. Then once you email us, we're going to go right into talking about the agreement and handling business so we can get you live on air and get you jerking with us. You did? So, man, let me check in with Petty Murphy before we get off to this little bit, the first half of this mix. We're just going to give you a little taste, and we're going to come back and break into some of the topic talk. Petty Murphy, what's going on with you, Famo?
You know, Famo, man, I'm just, you know, getting ready for next Monday, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm about to perform in front of the largest crowd that I've ever performed in to date to finish up the finale of As Petty As I Want to Be at the Pace of 816 event. My family is organizing this, and I got a message, and you and I talk about this, Famo. You know, we keep it 100K, no blow up. I got a message before the end of the show to some certain individuals. But, Famo, let's keep it jerking.
We get ready. Get into it, man. Y'all make sure all shows can be replayed at any time, man. Just hit that same link. Again, I know a lot of people rock with Spotify and all those other ones, saying Pandora and these type of things, man. We all over the board. You can holler at us and find us on that as well, man. Also, your directories, man. If you rock with a lot of directories, like millions of people do, hey, man, check us out on your national directory. Make sure you look up for United States. Type our radio name off in there and see if we pop up. If not, go to the next one. I guarantee you don't hit us. Let's go.
Feels good to be in love. Feels good. truth I did. Help me make a way.
With your guidance.
Now I'm in your grace.
Oh, righteous.
Like a fish stick, got them going dark like the bottom of a biscuit. They tryna get mixy, can they really mix it? Niggas giving acne, heavy on the cystic, heavy on me. I stay optimistic, yes I got the drip. Now my office on my dipstick, never a statistic. I'm so futuristic, I can pop my shit, cause my money double digits.
Pop your shit, pop your shit, pop your shit like a real nigga. Pop your shit, pop your shit, pop your shit for a real trigger. Pop your shit, pop your shit, like a real nigga. Pop your shit, pop your shit, pop your shit, full of real trickers. Pop your shit, pop your shit, pop your shit, like a real nigga. Pop your shit, pop your shit, pop your shit, full of real trickers.
Yeah, pop your shit, uh-huh. Pop your shit, like a real nigga. Pop your shit.
It's your boy Blaze the Messiah from Fort Myers, Florida, listening to Chop on It Radio. Rock with me.
Blacked out cause I'm waking up in the middle of the woods with a bullet in my chest. Mind is racing, bruh. Feel like I got hit by a train or something. I got a migraine now when my face is numb. Check my pocket for my phone, but they emptied out. Covered in mud, cuz in water I was left to drown. Look to the moon, I see it is full now. I'll start walking randomly till I make it out. An hour later, I come across a road. So I make a left and walk, I feel that is the way to go. It's really fucking cold, but no feeling in my bones. My flesh feels like it's rotten, I can't breathe out my nose. I ain't even coughing, but my lungs feel like they froze. Something's wrong, I'm not scared, but I'm focused on a goal. I wanna know what happened, so I continue my journey. Did I try to commit suicide, or someone try to hurt me?
Blah, blah.
All I wanna taste is
blood.
Checking windows in the self. Hopefully somebody notices the cries, but not my health. Now I got a funny feeling in my gut that I can't take. I can smell the blood in the air trembling as I shake. I'm starting to get hungry and I got a funny taste. If I don't eat something soon, I'ma be calm for the rage. So I break into a store, try to eat some grapes, but my hunger wasn't satisfied, I went after the steak. The hungrier I get, the more my stomach starts to ache. Grabbed a bunch of food and try to just shove it up in my face. Still, that wasn't enough. Me, I need more, I need it to be alive. I need it to be pure, I need to be satisfied. My stomach needs to be sure. Suddenly you hear her screaming, I'm knowing that is the cure.
Blah, blah.
All I wanna taste is
blood.
Start running after the sound. Finally I see a person who's trying to run out of town. If she screams, she's a ghost.
close and I'm creeping up. I pounce, but I missed the first time, so I'm giving another round. Jump up, started running so fast. She started shaking, she was crying, she was begging. She ran and she started seeking whatever God was around me. I started leaping, caught the girl, took a bite out of the neck. She started heaving as I heard her gurgle. I knew that at that moment I had turned into a monster, and only way to control it was to taste blood. All I could picture was getting another taste. The first was not enough, I need to find me a spot where people come in the millions. I need another taste of that sweet stuff. I'm feeling a little out of place, so it's time I start to wonder if there's other people like me also craving this hunger. All I wanna taste is blood. All I wanna eat is blood. All I ever think is blood.
Hey, what's up with it, Famo Nation? It's Dallas Chuck T coming live from Triple E, Dallas, Texas. You already know I'm rocking with Chop On It Radio. Yeah.
Hey, we in the goddamn business, nigga. Big business, nigga. You know what's going on, nigga. Hello, Mello is on, nigga.
Yeah. That's a thing. Woo. Sneaky Nicky kid. It's Sneaky Nicky kid. Tryna get even, Sneaky Nicky kid.
Don't bowl on the beat.
Tryna play me, you got me confused.
No way.
With some games.
No way.
Sneaky Nicky kid, goddamn shame. You will get trapped playing games. Sneaky Nicky kid, goddamn that booty fat. You tryna get even?
Yeah.
Fat like a turtle, picked up, got me, picked up like Urkel. I'm super strapped. Go ahead, Merkel would kill him. Funeral service. Funeral service. Della Chuck T, turned up. Sneaky Nicky kid, Sneaky Nicky kid.
Get this money where I come from. ain't saved none. Know she bout that business since she fool. She ain't playing games, son. Cadillac and up and down the road with my day ones. Day band, throw it in the club just for fun. Stuntin' in a black Dodge when I come around. Two bags full of money bags like I'm pushing pounds. Looking pretty, showing two. When I'm on the set, smack him on the ass. I'm a star and I got a check. Supposed to be the boss paying dude, and I did that. Two and three whips when I switch, I don't fall back. Blowing something fruity in a Jag, that's my fault.
I just need 100K for that race, yeah, yeah. I need a Birkin bag for my to keep her happy. 2.5 in the safe for a rainy day. Stay working hard, I got to stay on my job for this money. Gotta stay on your job for this money, money. Yeah, stay with these stacks. I put that on Mrs. Rack by the money.
Clean up this cash, I'm a pro, I can bury bonds. Take a 100 stupid chick, put it in a foreign car. Beam my face to Billy, painted blue. Living high life, sipping champagne by the food on the skylight. Hold the heart, focus on my paper, grinding, living large. I always take the air up out the room, shining like a star. Haters looking at me sideways with their face screwed. Cause I always move on my own, man. I'm the whole band, keep it cracking to my own tune.
Schooler, schooler,
schooler. I'm the whole band, keep it cracking to my own tune.
And that's facts.
Schooler. I just need 100K for that race, yeah, yeah. I need a Birkin bag for my to keep her happy. 2.5 in the safe for a rainy day. Stay working hard, I got to stay on my job for this money. When you rolling with the mob, gotta stay on your job for this money. Yeah, stay with these stacks. I put that on Mrs. Rack. Buy the money.
Buy the money. Buy the money. Buy the money. Buy the money. Buy the money. Buy the money. Buy the money. Buy the money. Buy the money. Buy the money. Buy the money.
You tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, baby, where diversity comes right to your ears. Let's go.
Oh,
Major, major shout out, man, to our affiliate, man, Groove Foundation Recordings right there, man, with that Sweet L.A., man. Big shout out, Sweet L.A., with that Back to You. Like we say, man, right here on Family Nation Forever Radio, man, everything we do involves diversity. We believe diversity, man, is what's really great about this music. And I got Petty Murphy on live with me as well. Being able to offer that diversity, man, should, especially for like artists that listen and tune in and them things too, it can help you with your creativity. It can help you, you know, tap into maybe different markets out there that you maybe not have tapped in before, or you might have, or whatever. But also, man, it's a lot of people out there that can hear messages in all kind of songs, right? They might like R&B, they might like hip-hop, but then they might like rave music a whole lot more. They might like country music a little bit more, but they might also like those genres that we play as well. So diversity is real big, man, and a lot of people talk about diversity, you know what I mean, but don't really offer diversity. It is what it is. And also unity. Also, unity, man, a lot of people that's been paying attention and that's been supporting have understood, man, with our platform, we have integrated all these different genres right here on the platform, and it's not a lot of platforms in our zone, in our lane, that has integrated all genres of music together in one playlist and one jerking setting together at one time in our lane, in our zone. So it's bigger than what a lot of people, you know, don't understand or what they might not see. Bringing everybody together with this music and being able to offer all different types of music from different types of people and bringing them together under one platform or two platforms, the platform service, that's unity. That also shows unity. That shows that, hey, just because it's rap music and just because this is rave music, there's no reason why they should not be heard in the same playlist. People dance to rap music. People dance to rave music, right? But they dance for like 6-7 hours just to one song. But that's just how they get down, but they party. But when it comes to our platforms, when it comes to our platforms, right, we call for unity in the communities. We call for unity in the streets. We call for unity in society. But then platforms, and I understand they hip-hop based or they country based or they rock based, alternative based, and these type of things, but if you never integrate them, then are we still pushing unity, or are we still kind of pushing that division? Now, I know you got to give your viewers and your listeners, you know, what they want. You got to give them what they support you for. You got to feed them what it is. But it is artists out there that do cross genres and do work with artists in different genres. Bring some of those to the front, you know what I mean? Bring some of those to the front just so that people can see, hey, it's okay for a guy who does rave music to work with a gangster rapper or to work with an alternative artist or work with a country artist. It's happening all over. So a lot of artists, man, is connected to me. If you can, if you are connected to somebody that's outside of your genre, collab with them. If you need help booking or finding people like that, man, to collab with that's different from you, I know you can holler at me. You can holler at Petty Murphy. We don't charge that much, but we can connect you in with people that's official, with artists that will knock features out, that will do these things, got official representation behind them, you know what I mean? So holler at us, man. And I believe, too, with a lot of – and Petty, I'm going to let you touch on this point. These people that got platforms or even promoters that artists and local artists and upcoming artists are around, y'all see that these people work with tons of people. You ain't got to like these people, right? I understand that. A lot of people don't like me. But understand that they might work with an artist that if you and that artist was to collab on a song, you mess around and have a number one hit. And then if you did a video or just your promo push and they promo push, how y'all both push together, y'all could make a project that would probably gain a whole lot of traction. Now, this is with Bloxy, the click mindset, you know what I mean, the not being able to be aware of how to utilize opportunities. Don't just look at it like, oh, no, this person or that person is the person that got the platform. also look at it like this. Hey, I done heard at least 10 songs from 10 different artists. I don't have a feature with any of them. And all 10 of them is somewhere in their own place. So if I don't have a song with any 10 of those people and they in their own zones, why not? That could give me an opportunity to connect in with them, them to connect in to me, and now it's back and forth. I mean, you know, it's just common sense. But a lot of artists get kind of big-headed, get to feeling themselves, and I understand. I ain't knocking it. Do what you do. But also understand that y'all are missing out on working with producers, distribution companies, other artists that collab, promoters, all this type of stuff, all because you're not understanding the full opportunities. You're just seeing the small opportunities instead of the big picture. So I would say look at the big picture as some of these tools and resources that you do have access to and what can help you, you know, allow that to help you. If not, you're just missing out. You know what I mean? You're just missing out because I'm telling you, and y'all seeing it more and more and more, if you don't grab those opportunities or if you're not being seen in certain things, you're not going to be showed up in certain markets. And if you ain't showing up in certain markets, man, then that means 9 times out of 10, the people that's at the top probably haven't caught wind of you yet, right? So you have to do some things that's going to make you stand out and stand above the crowd. You can't keep moving with the crowd. You're going to have to do some things to stand out and stand above the crowd. And also, you're going to have to put yourself in a position where more people that can assist your journey can contact you, can reach you, can get a hold of your music, get a hold of your interviews, get a hold of your website, and clicks, and few clicks, they can get all of this, right? The more they see you, the more they hear you, the more they can go find about you, the more that's going to help you grow and move forward. People don't understand that. They didn't train people to say, stay off social media. Don't be telling your life to social media. Well, damn it, how much sense does that really make for an independent artist? Well, one of the things an independent artist wants their fans to do is to connect with the real them, or at least the real character that they portraying. So why would you not do that? I tell people this right here, fam. I'm going to let you have it. Everybody see that know me, connected with me on social media, see what I post on social media. Some days I go in, you know, some days I might go hard. I probably say some stuff people, a lot of people don't like. That's quite often. And I say some things that people love. You know, that's near and here. But check this out. You know, they awarded me a trusted influencer. And you can't get that through Facebook. I had to let people know that that's not something that you get through Facebook. So they awarded me trusted influencer, right? Because what they see and what they have been shown is authentic. I'm real with me. I'm real with who I show out there. If I say I'm this type of person, I stand on it and I put it out there. If it's something wrong, hey, just because it's social media, I don't back down. I'm going to speak on it. If it's something right, I'm true. And that right there comes from a company that's not Facebook, right? So if you can be awarded, trusted, that lets you know that when a person comes to work with you, they're getting you. They're not getting the blow up. They're getting you. They're going to get a real person. They're going to get a real influencer. They're going to get a real partner or business partner, whatever the situation calls for. That stamp right there lets you know that, hey, this person is authentic. This person is exactly who they say they are. It's been tracked, it's been researched, and it's been proven. See, a lot of people looked over that, famo, because, you know, I know they don't like giving people their flowers or nothing like that, but, and it ain't no bragging. Anything can be done by anybody. But, famo, do you understand, and I know you do, a lot of people don't understand when you get these type of things attached to your name, that means you have been doing exactly what you say you have been doing, and you are who you are. But they'll turn around and go follow the people that never even build that level of trust with anybody in the industry. What sense does that make?
It makes no damn sense. whatsoever.
It's crazy.
It doesn't.
But I'm going to let you touch on all that some more because I know you got a lot of insight on all of it, so I'm going to let you touch on it, man.
It's complete bullshit. You want to be honest? It's like, why would you follow broken promises when you have everything in your hand with people like us? Let me explain something, people. When I post what I post of what I'm doing and what I've accomplished, I posted this last night, about 22 hours ago, on Facebook, and I said that, and I shared it, and this is what it says. Not everyone is posting stuff to brag. You're just reading it wrong with a jealous spirit. Have a seat. So tonight on Family Nation Forever Radio, also, too, we gonna call this an episode of Project Jerk, because Petty Murphy Project's on here, Famo's on here. I want you to have a seat.
Yes, sir.
I want you to understand, we didn't get where we're at if we didn't network with the right people to help us. All right?
That's big. That's a big key. I got to 100% agree with you on that. That networking, man, and some of the people you come across networking is key to your motherfucking elevation.
It definitely is. Two, you got to have the skills to basically conduct business when you're networking. Some of y'all work customer service jobs. Some of y'all have to interview for that job. Some of y'all got high-end jobs. You have to speak the language that they're presenting to you. If you understand what they are saying to you, you understand their language, they understand your language. And that language is money. This is how
Come
you
on.
Get to the money.
Money.
You got to put
money.
The work in. You got to show
Look,
the
I'll
opportunity.
Go ahead, Femo.
You
got to
take
let
the
you,
opportunity.
I'm coming when you're done.
You got to take the opportunity and make something out of it. You got to do good by it because God gave you a talent. And when you don't do good by it, it's like slapping him in the face. So when it comes to the money, number one, when it comes to promoters, artists, do not ask for if you're going to get paid up front, especially if you haven't put in the work. And when I mean put in the work, I mean you are promoting yourself. You are promoting the shows that you're on with the flyers. You are out there selling tickets. You are basically making yourself known. You are investing in yourself. Do not go up to people and ask them for the money up front. People like me will look at you like, oh, well, you got a talent, but do you understand the business? Not every opportunity, people. Not every opportunity is a paid gig. Sometimes you got to volunteer to work and show the people that you deserve to be compensated. And trust me, I understand. Time is money.
Oh, yeah.
Neither one can't be wasted. I understand that part.
Man.
But you got to put in the time, put in the work. Otherwise, you waste our time. You waste their
right.
time. You waste an opportunity. Why? It's because you want it handed to you. So, when you contact us, whether it's looking for show placement, looking to get heard on the Petty Murphy Project, get heard on Family Nation Forever Radio, to get heard on Project Jerk, to get your songs played on our platforms, to get put on shows and opportunities and everything else too, and networking with like-minded artists like you, that we see that can help you grow. Y'all don't want to take that route. And the reason why you don't want
to
take that route is because every single person that we have come in contact with, they have put in the work.
That's true.
And they're
That's true.
The opportunities. So.
That's true. That's
you
true.
Go run.
You know, Femo.
You go run. You go run. You go run to the other side of the grass. You go run over there. You go get the the carrot that's dangling, right? Because you listen to other people who claim that they're better than us, that they're bigger than us, that they know such and such. They show you some fucking pictures, possibly Photoshop, of you with this that person and this and this and that. You get blinded. Right. So you walk away. But then you get your little name out there whatsoever. You take your pictures with them and shit, smile for the fucking camera and shit. And then months later, the shit falls apart. You ain't getting the gigs. People are showing themselves. These motherfuckers told you one thing and showed you another. But you had to leave. And you want to come back. This is to some of y'all that we know. Let me go ahead and say this. The moral to the story is, the grass isn't greener on the other side because the grass is still fucking green. What y'all need to understand, y'all need to understand, everybody, that we're all in this together. There are people like us.
But hold on, let me speak on that one too, because I got a strong opinion. You know, not against nothing you're saying, but on that as well, man. And I done came through and being in this game, dealing with so many people and talking to so many different people, man. I don't think it's best that everybody in this game come together. Because the reason why I say that is because I believe that's a lot of times that's a lot of reasons that stop change and stop progress. See, it gotta be the right type of individuals, right? We want to bring everybody together and those type of things, but every person comes along with, you know, something that they bring to the table or something that they carry with them. And when us coming together, a lot of individuals don't like taking leadership, don't like to understand, you know what I mean? Especially if they don't have the knowledge or if they're not as knowledgeable in a situation or that they don't know. And it runs into a lot of friction, a lot of problems. A lot of people don't like to admit it in this game, but it's actually real. The whole competition thing, man, everybody trying to convince themselves that it's no competition. And that's one of the things that blows my mind, because it's funny that people just starting to say that kind of like now, like it's business, you know what I mean? In business, it's always going to be competition. So when I see certain things like that, that lets me know that, everybody coming together, it doesn't really work from what I'm seeing. Just saying from what I'm seeing, I understand what you're saying, the like-minded individuals and everybody that got mutual respect for the situation. And I agree with you, you know what I mean, on that. So I understand what you're saying. I'm saying for those that will not, say like an artist will not do a video drop. If you book them and you say, okay, one of the things I want you to do is a video drop. Well, they don't want to do the video drop. They don't want to do any of those type of things. They just want to show up and, you know, do whatever they're supposed to do. Mixing with these type of people, giving these type of people the limelight, giving them the name on the flyer or the name on the promotion and the spot to do this when they're not willing to do some of these things, you know, it's just, it's like, okay, well, you tried to mix with this type of mindset and this is what you got from this type of mindset, right? So if you eliminate that and you eliminate that problem, you eliminate that liability, then you don't have that issue. And I know a lot of people want to make it and a lot of people want to get on. A lot of people don't have the mindset to follow the directions to be in those positions. I know you had spoke on pay, and I want to touch on that too when it comes to the pay. And I tell everybody, when I first started doing radio, man, I wasn't making no money from doing radio. But I know a whole lot of people, a whole lot of artists that was getting a whole lot of listens, because we was getting listens, was getting a whole lot of streams, was getting a whole lot of people from different countries listening to their music. I didn't complain not one time and say, oh, man, I ain't making no money. All these artists, they steady getting heard, man. I'm putting their music on and everybody around the world are requesting their music and they ain't saying nothing about me. Nah, I didn't say that because I understand the business. I understand the game. I understand what you got to do yourself in this game for you to be able to get your finances up. And if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do so you can get your money, then you assed out. It just is what it is. It don't matter what nobody else, you know, like doing or nothing. For artists, if you don't know that being registered and how you can get paid off of being registered, then you already steps behind the game. That's not the promoter fault. If you already taking shows and you don't know ways to utilize those shows and those events to be profitable for you or set up something that's profitable for you, then you already going into the game messed up. This is 2023. You know what I mean? Not 1997. So for the artists that be saying that, because I hear a lot of them be saying that, and it's like, okay, we understand that, but how often are those artists contributing back to certain platforms, certain promotion teams, promotion services, or any of these type of people? How many times are they giving them back? Are y'all making jingles for these people? You can say, hey man, I don't feel like I should have to pay this. Okay, well check this out. Make me a jingle then. Make me a jingle as a promoter that I can play when I get ready to do the show, get ready to start. Before the show get ready to start, I'll play that song that you made about my shows, and I'll make sure you get your credits and all of this. You can put it on your royalties. See, artists have been trained to be selfish. They have made the game to where a lot of artists, I ain't going to say all, but they have made the game to where everybody's out for self. Everybody wants to be the big man. And when you run into the big man, oh, no, this person can't do this. I was just on the phone call right before the show discussing some things with Empire. All right. And I know a lot of artists that could be getting some of these opportunities. But when they sit out and look, you don't got your stuff together. Your mental ain't really prepared to take some of these opportunities, because once you take these opportunities, you can't break contract because of doing something that you didn't know you couldn't do, right? Or you can't not fulfill a contract because you didn't get off in the studio and produce what you were supposed to produce, or these type of things. So when you look at it as the business, a lot of people want the money, and that's cool. We all want the money. But are you really aligning yourself so that you can get that money? I got to say, Big Shot, because I dropped the song and I wanted to say that too. Big Shot said I was schooler, man, on that song right there, because that song's doing fucking crazy numbers, man. That song is going crazy. And for me, as long as I've been doing this, schooler is like the only person that I'm been personally connected to like this, that shit popped up in the source and his shit with T-Red, you know what I mean? Like, that shit right there made me jump up. When I seen that, I was like, oh, shit, from over the source. Like, that's how it should be. And it's people that don't understand these type of things. You're not going to get shit for free and make it to the top. It's packages out there that can cost anywhere from $1,500 on up. And if you buy those 15, depending on who you fucking with, if you playing with somebody that's a scam artist, they're going to get you from your money. But I can get you that $1,500 package. I can get you the ones higher than that too, personally, directly, right? Femo can too. It's a lot of us that can do this directly. So it ain't that the artists don't have opportunities, don't have the people that can help them, don't have the people that's willing to help them. Artists are not willing to allow those people to play their position because they want to be that person. They want to be the one to say, nah, I put everybody on. Nah, it's me. I put the little homie on. I put him on. So how you going to learn to get there? How you going to learn to get there? You got people all around you. A lot of these artists have people all around them that got awareness and got a knowledge, right? And big shout out to Joe the Dreamer, man. That's one thing he always be talking about is like the knowledge and the game and things like that you know you can pick up, man. So and I respect that because he totally 100% correct on that shit, man. And we're going to be doing an interview session with him, but he's 100% correct on that. You can always learn something and hear something, man, that you can either use or not. But if it's something you can use, you're going to take that and you're going to use that in the best way that fits you, right? The thing is, people follow the shit that looks cool to them, but don't really pan out to be nothing. Soon as the trend died down, the heat drive dies down. I tell folks, we jerk through all trends, all seasons. We don't have quarters. I know the game go by quarters. I said, fuck a quarter, man. We're going to jam every quarter like it's Paige quarter. Hey, this quarter, we jamming hard. Next quarter, we jamming hard. Next quarter, we jamming hard. All of that, well, man, we ain't looking for music in this quarter. We ain't looking for music in this quarter, and we only doing it in this quarter. Hell no, the world turns every day. People get up and they go every day. So every day, you got to get up and go get it. And that's one thing that it stops a lot of people and artists locally and upcoming from really taking off, because they don't invest in sales. The money that they have, they don't invest it in themselves. They don't invest in marketing. They don't invest in promotion. They're not putting out a lot of flyers. They're not putting out a lot of materials. And if they is, they're not paying for these packages that can get you placed in this magazine, or can get you placed on this mixtape, or can get you an interview over here, or can get you an interview over here. Hell no. All they doing is hitting it, making music, putting it up on Facebook or social media, and that's it. The work ethic stops right there. And all they homies and everybody on social media like, oh, yeah, you the truth, man. You the GOAT. Oh, yeah, you the king, man. You the king. No, you ain't. Your work ethic stuck. You stuck. Your work ethic hasn't trained you to push higher than that. You haven't acquired enough knowledge to get you past that level. So while you're sitting and watching all the people that you want to be like, or you want to be on the level or similar levels to them getting there, you wonder, well, then why I'm not getting there? Because you ain't trained yourself, man. You ain't aligned yourself so that you can break out of that and keep going. You're stuck in that cycle. You stuck in that same cycle. And how I can say this is because I know this. I was at one point stuck in the same cycle too. And I'm like, damn, what the hell? I'm putting in all of this work. Yeah, but all that work wasn't going to being aligned in what I was after. And I watch this and watch artists talk, rap good or sing good, do all of this type of stuff, but do the same exact cycles as all the other artists that don't break the mold. I said standing up and standing out. And artists, a lot of artists, shouts out to all the artists, though, that's grinding, man, and doing their thing, because it's a hell of a lot of them out there, and they're going to be successful. You're going to be hearing a hell of a lot of waves of artists out there, because it's a lot of hungry ones that is putting in the work. We speaking on the ones that be talking all this shit, you know, they ain't really doing that, man, and this information can help you, man. Not showing and connecting with your demographics is crude. It's like the worst thing you can do, right? It's like the worst thing you can do, because what you're doing is you're breaking that connection between the people who wanting to connect with you because of your music, right? How many people go watch the, you know, I don't like double, but how many people go watch the Lil Wayne documentary or any documentary about anybody that got a name? Right, because they want to know those stories. They want to know these type of things. Y'all ain't paid attention how a lot of these people been getting paid off of, excuse me, telling their story, telling them how they came up in the rap game, telling people what they was doing in the rap game at this point in time, and this point in time. Pay attention. Pay attention. That's why I tell artists, yeah, it's very hard when you come at me, because I will say, well, damn, you're doing the exact same thing as 80% of everybody else, but you want me to be able to produce you some a different outcome. How is that? How is that if you're not willing to step outside of that? That part is good for you to learn. Keep that. But now there's a whole other parts of the game that you need to learn and acquire and attach to that. Attach that same mindset in these other avenues, and you can be 250 different platforms that I know of personally that you could be on distributing your music. 250 different platforms. Now, I'm going to say this again, that I know of personally, not no bullshit, not no scam shit, that I know of personally that you can put your music on just like you do Spotify and all these other things. But here's the thing. A lot of people don't go and search for this type of information. A lot of people get managers who don't even know this type of information. We've told you, and I've said it several times, there's platforms out there that are not designed for the United States of America, right? They're designed for the areas and countries that they deal with. So if you're on those platforms, just like you're on Spotify, guess what? You don't think your royalties and stuff is not getting tracked? You don't think none of that's getting tracked? You don't think nobody's listening? 7 million people here with this platform. 8.7 million here with this platform. Like, go do your research. It's platforms, Ghana.com, that's one of them, that don't even, you can't even get on it here in America. So I tell people, it worked for me. I was able to get on some of these different platforms that nobody that I rocked with really was on these platforms, because I do my searching, right? So, and I seen how the numbers started increasing, and then I started looking at the location, my demographics, I checked them, so I started looking at the locations, and I'm like, damn, we're starting to grow in Africa. We're starting to grow over here in China. We're starting to grow in this thing. Well, damn, why is that? Oh, that's right. Well, we own a platform that they don't even, you can't even access it, really. You know, it's not for here, it's for over there. But we're on a platform that airs that a lot of South people in South Korea, South China, and this type of places listen to the show. So our numbers and stuff started going up in those areas, Germany, Switzerland, these type of places. There's all kind of apps out there that you can put on, and they're official. And they get tracked, and they get reported. So if you don't know some of these things, what's the bragging about? You know what I mean? I'll be seeing a lot of artists bragging about the money, and the money is cool, but it looks ignorant when you have the money and you're bragging, but you don't have the education on what to do with it. When we realize that, that's when a lot of artists will start succeeding. It's okay to acquire the money. It's okay to acquire everything that's fancy and dancy that you want with the money. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Buy whatever the fuck you want to. But if you never acquire the knowledge on what to do with that money, see, you're a waste. You're a waste of yourself and everything that you stand for, because all you're going to do is just spin, spin, spin with no direction and no plan on anything with the money, no assets, these type of different things. But anyway, man, you know, I'll go in. But I'll be, a lot of people won't pay, and that's where I was going. It's a lot of things, the reasons why people get paid, all right? Some people have distribution companies that they signed with, and artists can get paid numerous amount of ways through these things. A lot of upcoming and local artists are scared to read and sign contracts, right? Now, I did a test. We got a legal binding song agreement contract, and that song agreement contract means that I agree to push your song like I say I'm going to do it. You're going to agree for the first whatever say in the contract. That's what you're going to do for that point. That's it. Boom, bam, bam. Right? We implemented this because we said, hey, we got to start, you know, kind of walking the walk, talking the talk. So when we're dealing with artists, if we're not doing some of these things, we're not preparing them for real business when they get up here and they start handling real business. You're going to have to put your name down on them lines, man. You're going to have to start putting your name down. You got to start making business happen. All the flashy shit, that shit's cool. But where the real elevation comes is when the business gets done. The plan and all that, that's just what that is. When the business gets done, that's when you get elevation. I'm not saying this right, this part, to be bragging. This is the motivation and to prove that, hey, I know what I'm talking about. We know what we're talking about. In 6 months, we were able to put ourselves in position to where Famo Nation Forever artists, songwriters, and producers, we can submit our music directly, not through no bull person at bull calling us or nothing, directly, because we are a part of it now, directly for opportunities to go for movies, games, videos, TV ads, TV commercials, and a whole lot more in that genre, right? Famo YL and Famo Jag are both producers. So what does this mean? This puts them in a position to where a lot of those beats and a lot of those things that they've been creating, like a lot of other producers, instead of having them just sitting or waiting to create, excuse me, they can also be going right now, pitched in opportunities that bring that back, that bring that recognition, that bring that real money, that bring them real moves. right? This is things that a local artist, a lot of people ain't even teaching artists. They not even putting it in y'all face to show y'all these things. And under 6 months, we did that. And we acquired that. And now we are part of that. So can nobody tell me and come talk to me as artists about not wanting to pay whatever price people have put out there, because I have. Even though I know they was overcharging me, I paid it. I took time out. I missed going to the club. I missed hanging with the homies. I didn't smoke until after the meeting. I'm going to say that again. I didn't get high before going to the meeting. I waited till after the meeting and then smoked and thought about it. When I did, that's what I did. I made sacrifices. So if people like me, because there's hell of a lot of other people, I'm not the only one. But if these type of people can make those sacrifices to get the opportunities that they got, why the hell you think they're going to come to you and you ain't making no same kind of sacrifices? Even paying for a feature that will potentially help put you in a position, if you're not willing to do that, if you're not willing to make that sacrifice, how do you think you're going to benefit from a sacrifice like that? It makes no sense, right? That's what the hip-hop culture has turned into, a bunch of loops and circles and people running you artists around in circles, and none of y'all ass ever really make it. Right? Unless you pushing a certain type of agenda that they want, they see something that they can make money off your ass, and then that's what's going to happen. But everybody was running around screaming about...
I'm going to speak on this.
Go ahead, Fema. Go ahead.
Do you know, since 1993, this is the first time we have not had a hip-hop song hit number one on the Billboard chart.
Yeah, I seen something like that. And again, I know now the game is get that money. You feel me? And I ain't mad at to get the money. But don't be mad at a promoter because you don't know that you can register certain promo materials and get paid through your BMI or through your ASCAP or whichever one it is, and you report these things. You can't get mad if it's opportunities that'll pay you thousands of dollars for even using 30 seconds of your music or a minute of your music, and that comes with a direct bag. If you're not aligning yourself with that, how can you fuss over not getting paid money for a promoter to perform? See, I'm a little different, man, because I'm an artist and I'm also on this other side too. You dig? So I understand wanting to get paid to perform. But the motherfuckers that's making that bag on that performing, man, I mean, they bringing crowds. They bringing people. They selling tickets, man. It ain't really just about, oh, I can rap and I should be able to get on the stage, man. That's what promoters allow them slots for, because they try to give back and they try to open up the doors for them people. But it's business, man. It's other people out there that can pack a venue, that can bring a crowd. Or the crowd that's in there, they're going to rock it to make the people want to come back. They're going to make them want to keep hitting that bar and keep drinking, going to the food, to the kitchen and keep ordering food. It's just a business, man. It's just a business. And as an artist, you are a piece of that business. You're your own business. But in the whole spectrum of the industry, we all pieces and players of that business. Everybody got to pay. Point blank, period, yeah. Man. You're going to get your perks and you're going to get your free deals and this type of shit. But if you ain't spending no money, you ain't supposed to be seeing no elevation like that, dog. The elevation going to pan out. It's going to flash out. I know a lot of rap cats, they got a whole lot of money, but don't got a whole lot of opportunities. Make that make sense if you think I'm bullshitting you. I'm going to say that again. I know a whole lot of rap cats that be flossing a whole lot of money, but don't got a whole lot of opportunities. Make it make sense. Stop paying attention to the dummies. Stop paying attention to people who not trying to learn. Stop trying to pay attention to people who got dope money and got hustle money, and y'all thinking it's rap money. Come on. That's got to be smart. You got to just be smart. I'm going to step back for a moment, man, because, you know, man, I love talking about it, man, because I just hope it helps. Everything we talk about Y'all ain't got to say, well, man, that ain't right. I don't agree with it. Cool. I ain't saying you ever got to agree with me 100%, man. But if there's anything that I can say to anybody and anybody out there that's listening, it can help them or it can spark their mind to look at something different outside the box or from a different angle, and it ends up helping them, then I done did my job. And, you know, that's I'm happy with that. Go ahead, Thelma. You got it.
You know, that's a thing that these Riri's, these poor little kinks, don't seem to understand. In 7 days, it's just not me sharing, it's just not me getting ready to finish my movie in front of the largest crowd that I've ever performed in. There's 4 other people that are going to be a part of this event. 2 artists, 2 comedians. And there's a lot of other talent as well. And the reason why we're doing this is because opportunity was presented on the table, right there.
And I kind of let the cat out the bag if y'all been listening. Yeah, man, here soon I'm going to be offering the plug y'all with them packages too, official. My bad. Go ahead, Phil. I kind of just thought about that. Like, damn.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I got some packages for anything. You know that. We got packages. We got packages. Opportunity was laid out by my cousin. My cousin's organizing this event. We had Mayor Quentin Lucas last week declare at the Taste of 816. There's going to be a lot of food vendors out there. There's going to be drill teams, live performances, and everything else too, man. And 15,000 plus, or maybe more. And I get to perform in front of that crowd. These artists get to perform in front of that crowd. These vendors get to sell their products in front of that crowd. Why was that? It's because they took advantage of an opportunity for them to not only get their name out there, but to also make connections as well.
Come on. That's why I had to say shout out to Schooler, man, with that source plug, man, because all this, you know, you got to watch people that have always invested in themselves and invested in their brand and in their career, you know, have always steady kept learning, but have sacrificed. And you see the elevation, you know, it might flatline at times if there's something going on in their personal life, like, say, with me in my personal life. Everybody do that. But a person like, say, with Scooter, if you have been following him and you've been knowing him, man, and you've been knowing what he's a part of and everything they've been building to you know, and see that move, that's just something that manifested behind all of the damn sacrifices, all the hard work, all the grinding, man, all the going here when nobody else wanted to, or being on the phone talking business when this person didn't want to talk business, all of that hard work, man, will align you for things just like that and way, way more, man. Big shout out to him. I know it's a lot of T-Rail fans out there, man. He got a jam with T-Rail, man. That's crazy. Y'all need to go check that out as well, too. But that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of things. Now, what I'm going with the Source Award thing is, too, all right, magazines, all right? A lot of artists be laughing or overlook certain opportunities like that. And I think it's because they feel like, oh, it's old school. Man, ain't nobody reading magazines. No, ain't nobody around your ass reading magazines. That's the problem. You only see what's around you. You don't see what's outside around you. And if you want to be successful, if you want to start popping a little bit more, if you want to start growing your awareness, you're going to have to start looking outside the box. If you're around 10 cats and all 10 of them cats is in the music game and they all doing their thing and not one magazine is interviewing any one of y'all, come on. This is common sense.
I mean,
you just got to look at it like maybe none of us are directing our energy certain ways to attract these things. It ain't that everybody else that's getting them is so much better than you. They are aligning themselves with the things that they are trying to accomplish, and they are investing in themselves. They pushing themselves, whatever that is, but they are aligning themselves. I know it's a lot of rappers, man, that I'm connected to, and I ain't going to say connect just the ones I'm connected to, but even on social media, let's say that social media connected to, right? That should, that, man, these magazines should be sharing their stories, man. These, some of these artists got some real stories that will touch people all over the world. The thing about it is they don't know how to reach them, and they don't want to pay someone like me to get that for them because they feel like they're better than me. They feel like they're on the top of a layer than me. They feel like they don't have to listen to a person that they know, and they look at it and they say, well, man, he ain't flashing money. He ain't got these cars. He ain't got this, man. He ain't none of that. Yeah, but I hold the information that can change your life. I hold the information and I hold the knowledge that can take you from being an upcoming artist in your own way to being a successful artist that's getting that bag. You can go from getting paid $500 a show to 20 bands a show and higher. I'm sitting here telling you, but the thing is, a lot of artists don't like to learn, listen to opportunities given from people that they don't think got it from the outside. You can never measure a man's knowledge by the outside. It's not, you're going to go wrong all the time. That's why they got that old saying, never judge a book by its cover. You got to crack that bitch open and read it. Yeah, so when you're dealing with people, you got to crack them open. You got to read them, and you got to study them, and you got to watch them. And in 6 months, if you seeing shit that's like that, damn, every day is something, every day is something. Obviously, those people know something that you don't, and you might have to pay for it.
Exactly.
People pay to go to college. People pay to go get training. People pay to go get a trade. I'm just saying, man, only in the rap game where rappers think, a lot of them, not all, but a lot of people think you don't have to pay for these services, and you don't if you're mutually beneficial. I hear artists say, well, man, me putting my music on your show, man, that's going to make your show go up. How is that when you don't even promo? How is that when you don't even push the show link that your song is on? No, that's me pushing the show. That's our team, or when I say me, I speak as me as in Famo Nation. That's us pushing the song. That's us pushing the radio link. That's us to our listeners. So, no, just because your name over here, you don't do the work that's needed to make sure that song and that episode is getting out to the people. So that always confuses me. I'm not asking to do a fucking feature. If I was to say, hey, man, let me do a feature, 9 times out of 10, you might charge me. Or you're going to be like, look, you got that radio show. Shit, I'm going to need you to push it on that show. I'm going to need you to put some promo in. I'm going to need you to advertise this. I'm going to need you to go hard with this. You see what I'm saying? The game has messed up a lot of artists' minds. It has messed up the mindset to where the money now is the only thing that people see. But they don't see all the pieces to the puzzle that you need to help you get to that money. You're going to need that shit to get to that money. You're going to need connections. You can be a local artist. You can be an upcoming artist. Connecting in with a person that you see works with over 50 different artists, that's damn near 50 different collabs you could have. But no, no, you want to follow the same artist that you only see following they homies and collabing with they homies, but you don't see them doing no songs with nobody in South Dakota. You don't see them doing songs with nobody in Cali. You don't see them doing songs with nobody in Chicago or Texas or the Carolinas. You don't see them doing none of that. All you see them is doing the same thing that you've seen all your life since you knew about the rap game. From the same people that it didn't make it, it didn't take them nowhere. That money is from hustling. That money be from selling what we know. Come on, man. You're not a lot of artists, the money that they show, that's not what they making off of that. They're not selling when you say merch, that's merch money. Right? That's not music money. That's merch money. So that's just like a cat who's not an artist who got merch, clothes, shoes, toys, whatever it is, and he or she is selling it. You don't have to be an artist to sell merch. So a lot of artists get that, you know, be bragging on that. No, they sell their music. They might got CDs and stuff too, but then they also sell merch. A lot of artists don't push their music like that. They sell merch. Their music maybe got a couple thousand streams here and there, but not really to where they bringing in like no $10,000 bag or no shit like that. So that merch money is what they flash, and it's all type of things to keep that fake image up of, hell yeah, y'all see my music, I'm doing good, man, shit, I got that bag. Yeah, but that ain't off your music. Because a person that look at you can go and check and see, well, damn, dog, you ain't even on really all the platforms. You ain't even took some of the levels, the first steps of what they going to tell you when you sign that line that you're going to have to take. So I would say you got to get your knowledge up, man. The more you know and the more that you put off inside you, the more you worth. That's you add to your value. You add to your value, man. If you don't know nothing, this game going to take everything from you. And it's going to give you crumbs. And it's going to train you to think that it's okay to take that little amount of crumbs because it's going to look big to you when in reality it's a whole bigger bag that they keeping away from you because they know you don't know nothing about it. I'm just saying, man, this game we in ain't no, oh, yeah, let me make sure I give him all his money. Oh, yeah, let me make sure I treat her 100% like I said I'm going to treat her. Man, this is one of the most crookedest, slimiest games that's out here. You got to prepare yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't know why everybody be acting like the music and the entertainment game is one of the most trustworthy lanes to be in. Man, it's a savage out here, man. All the way up to the top. Yeah, all the way up to the top, man. That's why you can't make no song about certain race of people. You can make it about just your race or our races, but other it's a certain type of race. You can't make no diss song about them. And y'all seen that with Nick Cannon and a whole lot of other people. Why? Because that's who controls certain shit. Come on, man. This is common knowledge if you're doing your studies. But if you know how to use that to make that your game. And then another thing, real quick. I spoke on it. A lot of artists got a lot of partners. Not even partners that they just close to. But they know a lot of people that got businesses and that are entrepreneurs. When I was in Wichita, and I'll tell this story, when I was in Wichita, Femo, you might know his name, the artist's name. I forget his name. He made a song for the WSU Shockers basketball team. Twanza. And that it was all, huh?
It was Twanza.
No, not his song. The other guy. I know Twanza, but the other guy. It was the other guy that actually played for him. And he used to be on the radio all the time. But that song that he made, was it Van Fleet? I think it was Van Fleet. I had to check it out. But he made that song, man, and that song got on the FM station there in Wichita, man. A lot of people was using it in promo, was pushing it. If you could just fathom the awareness that he got off of that, then you can understand for upcoming and local artists some things that you might need to start looking into. Every music that you make can't be placed on bigger opportunities. That's why with Lyrics and Flow, the show, when we did events, we did themes. What we were trying to teach artists is all that music that you make, if you just 100% gangster rap artist, that's going to eliminate you from being able to perform in certain events that don't call for that, right? So we said instead of making people feel bad, we have to set up themes to where they music set off inside these guidelines. Long as they pick songs that sit inside these guidelines, they come do their thing. They ain't got to worry about disconnecting with the theme, right? Okay, movies, commercials. It ain't a whole lot of major brands that's going to make commercials with a lot of cussing and music talking about killing people. It's common sense. Y'all see it. You don't see any major car dealership that got a commercial out there with music in the background that's talking about killing and hurting people. It's just not gonna play on mainstream like that. But you hear a lot of other type music that may be edited and these type of things. Okay, so that means you need edited versions. But start making music for your partners, businesses, as fucking jingles. This is a great way to get your music out there. And I'm telling it to local artists because local artists want everybody to support them. But then as I go look, I'm like, damn, you have did not one jingle song for not one of your partners that got a business or that's an entrepreneur. So what it's, to me, I call that scammer behavior. That's scammer behavior. Mm-hmm. You asking a whole lot of people to support you, but what are you doing? Just making music from yourself? You just making me, oh, that's right. You just want to tell your story, but you want everybody else to support you. You want us to pay you so you can perform to tell your story because you want everybody in the world to support you, but you got partners right next to you and homies that you know in your city that got businesses and these things, and you've made not one jingle. You ain't even had a meeting with them to talk about if they'll pay you to make that jingle or say, hey, man, I'm going to do it for free because I'm going to help get my name out there. See, a lot of artists want it, they be wanting to work with me, but then when I start talking about certain things, they all fold because they think this shit is easy. Puff Daddy had people going to get cheesecakes and shit. Other motherfuckers make you go on American Idol and you gotta go through competition. And if you don't get voted, your ass don't move to the next round. This is a business. This is a business. You got to handle your business. You don't handle your business, man. Hey, you're going to stay on whatever level of business you operate on. That's where you're going to stay at in this game. That's what I learned. If you elevate your level of business, then, and you put, you know, do all the things that's necessary, start seeing them rewards, man. You're going to start seeing all that shit come. But this just for me, seeing everything I've seen since I've been fucking with this entertainment and music game, man, a lot of people have messed up by listening to people that didn't know shit about this game. And I speak honestly for that because, hell, I didn't know everything, right? But I knew a hell of a lot more than the people that was claiming to know stuff. And there's people that knew more than me. And it's like, damn, I see the same cycles. As you get older, I'm blessed to see 39. So I know people older than me can attest to this. Man, wisdom come with age, right? Especially if you're allowed to keep growing older, because you can see the same mistakes repeating itself. I'm going to say that again, man. You can see the same mistakes repeating itself. So when I see these artists and they talk cocky and all of this, and that's good, that's cool. But, dog, I'm watching you do the exact same thing I've already watched over 1,000 other artists do and fail every single time. So say that shit for the birds. Say that for your partners, you know, around you and them chicks on your social media that tell you the realest and you the hardest and all of that shit. Save it for all of them. Because the people at the top, that shit ain't going to fly with the people at the top. Marketable. Are you marketable? Are you marketable? Are you building your market value up? Are you building your value up? Are you building your name up? Because if you just kicking it with your homies, that's not building your name up. You're not, what are you doing to help build your name? Yeah, look, I always go personal because I'm not a fake person. So I hate, like, trying to make up a name and make up stories about people that I don't even know. I just use myself, man, so the best way I can explain shit. But like me, it's no reason for me, well, it is a reason for me, but every opportunity, just say myself, has gotten in the last year, a lot of artists and a lot of people should be getting that and getting way more because in what they do, they are better than me. They rap better than me. They talk better than me. They can spell better than me. They got a story that's not like my story that attract more people than my story will. I can admit that shit without any animosity, without any anger or any hate. But one thing that I can say that they can't is I know how to go get it and bring it back. I know how to go get it and bring it back and also put other people on so they can get it too. That's the difference. You following the popularity, Petty, we speak about this all the time, and there was others that's around. We've already beat that shit. See, when I came back home, a lot of people were trying to force me to be okay with something that me and other men joined together in the culture to beat that same mindset that people wanted me to succumb to. That's not going to bring no growth for nobody. It's only going to bring growth for maybe one or two individuals. Outside of that, nobody else is going to come up, because the person that can open the door only opens the door selective. Not for the people that's earning it, not for the people that deserves it, but for favoritism. Not because of diversity, not because of unity, not because of trying to build no scene up, because of favoritism and personal. Everything is kept to themselves. You don't believe me? Look at your local scene. Look at your local scene. Look at the flyers that then came out. If you've seen some of the same artists perform on those flyers this year more than twice, there you go. You're proving I didn't prove what I didn't just say. You say, well, man, that artist is cool. No, all these different artists around the world. And if this artist has been on that same damn fly this many damn times and nowhere else, in that time frame, what does that tell you? That artist is friends with the promoters. They ain't earning that spot. They ain't earning that slot because they ain't out here working. That is, they friends with the promoters, so the promoter is looking out for them. They're not earning that shit. But then as soon as a paid opportunity come along, here you is over here grinding. Here you is over here putting your work in. Here you is over here sacrificing. You over here really, really putting bone and meat down to this pavement, right? But when that paid opportunity comes, guess who they going to give it to? They going to give it to their same partner that's been fucking off, that ain't really been pushing, that ain't really been learning, that ain't even really been trying to really do nothing. But they good at, you know, making music. They going to give that opportunity to them. And these are the people that y'all say, that's y'all homies. And that's who y'all run to get on shows and the advice for music and this type of stuff. Man, you better clear your surroundings. And what I mean is mentally. The people you watching and these type of things, you got to pick up certain things that you can use from them, and the rest of that shit, don't let it attach to you. Don't let it attach to you, man. I said this for Muskogee a long time ago, and I already speak on a lot of things about Muskogee no more, because they know, they already know. My hometown know everything about this game, man. So, but if you got two platforms in your city, you ain't got to do it. It ain't a need. It ain't 100% fact you got to do it at all. But if you got a platform in your city and you say you're a rapper and you got a platform in your city and you ain't touching that platform, but you're not getting the same type of awareness or the same type of connections or even the same type of opportunity as those people at those platforms, what does that tell you? That tell you that you only bullshitting yourself. They tell you that your own mindset is stopping you from acquiring things that others are acquiring, and you have better music. You have a better swag. You dress better. You get the ladies more. Yeah, but you ain't getting elevation more. Your name's not growing more. All the little funny jokes on social media about fucking people and doing all that shit's not really helping you. It's not really building your image. It's not really showing anything, because what you show on social media is not lining up to who you are as an artist. See, when people tune in to Femo Nation Forever Radio, they know they're going to get the Mister. When they tune in to Robert Allen Parker on social media, they know they're going to get Robert Allen Parker. When they go to my Mister page, they know they're going to get the Mister. I'm liable to say the same shit on air as I will on social media, and I don't give a damn, right? So I match my product that I promote. A lot of people can't get that extra growth because your product don't match what you promoting. You gangster in your music, but you're scared to be gangster on social media. Come on, man, that shit be making me laugh when I be seeing that shit. How's you hard in your music, but you can't even beat social media? You can't gangster social media, but you hard in every song. In every song, you hard. But then you go to social media and you can't even beat social media. Your product is not matching what you're promoting. If you're going to be a gangster in your music, damn it, you shouldn't be a choir boy on social media. Hell, we tired of fake thugs. Yeah, no, nah, you should be the one on social media that's like, hell, no, nah, man, you lying. No, homie, we don't go for that over here. But that's not who you are. No, on social media, you're not that person you are in your music, right? Walmart's who Walmart is when you go see them on a commercial and then you go to the store. They might have sold out of the product that's in the newspaper or the paper they put out. But when you go to Walmart, you see Walmart's name on there. When you go off in there, you see Walmart workers, a representation of Walmart. When we go to your social media page, we don't see a representation of gangsters. I don't see a representation of gang members. I don't see a representation of thugs. I see a representation of people who playing. I see a representation of people who got toys, trinkets, and money and playing music, playing rappers, playing entertainers. Why? Because everybody like Denzel kept learning. And that man will go down as one of the greatest actors to ever come through in acting. You think that man didn't stop learning? You think that man didn't apply pressure? No. When he took a movie role, his movie role had to match up exactly as what they promoted his movie role to be in the promotion. Right? And it had to be his real life, but he had to make his action fit what they promoted. You can't be no damn gangster rapper, but then on social media, you're damn it quiet. You ain't speaking on no views. You ain't speaking on no gangster shit. You ain't being gangster about politics. You ain't being gangster about the homeless. You ain't being gangster about this person. You're perpetrating. You're letting social media punk you. You done got scared of social media. And I heard everybody say, man, shit, I remember a time when it wasn't no social media. So why you letting it scare you now? How can I boost your image when people tell you, hey, man, he ain't even like that on social media. He's a nice guy. I'll be like, yeah, man, I'm a nice guy, too. They be like, yeah, but when somebody piss you off, we know it. Yeah, you right. Yeah, these people don't even know that you rappers, what y'all put out there is not even matching up when people go do the research and see that could be a problem, too, or not. Hey, some people, some companies, they still sign you being fake. Start making your real life match up with your product or your turn. Like Charleston White said, he was playing a character. Make your character match up with your words, man. If you are a gang member, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, man. I've been rocking with gang members all my life, and I still do. I rock with a lot of them, man. Got a respect for a whole lot of them. And if you do music, then... No, I'm not saying that, you know, on social media you got to be cussing everybody out and all this type shit, but that should be a reflection as well if that's what you pushing in your music. If that's what you pushing in your music, don't get on social media and change that shit and try to act like you're a regular civilian, dog. You know, I ain't using that as a disrespect to anybody as saying dog, but don't do that. Don't do that, man, because a lot of us real ones out here, We're not looking at that as real, man. If you a real banger or you a real street cat, then be that real street cat on social media, man. It hurts my heart when I see street cats bow to Facebook. Why? Because y'all was watching Boosie beg over IG. See, Boosie showed y'all that you need these folks because he wasn't begging over his own website. He was begging over another man's platform that he needed. And that's what everybody in the culture started attaching to. You don't need these platforms, man. You don't need Facebook. You don't need Instagram and all that shit. Man, you can do all that shit and do better with your own website. You can make more money on your own website, man. So you don't need these platforms. So changing up, you being a gangster behind scenes, and then on social media, you want to act like a nice boy, that's fake. That's like a double agent. You like a double agent, homie. You like a double agent. By night, you're a gangster, and by day, you're a bait teller. That's cool. But hell, yeah, at least show me some daytime features.
Family, that's a pimp and dog. That's
yeah,
a Papa
hey, look, but look, and it's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. Be that person, but show both sides. Show you when you working as a bank teller, getting that money, getting it legally, dressed up nice and clean cut. Show that shit too. Talk about how you talk when you handling your business in there, and then also show your be you. If that's who you are, there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to be a gangster, there's nothing wrong with being whoever you want to be. The problem is you're not being authentic when you start switching. when you start switching platforms.
Let me say this to this.
Go ahead. Let me
say this.
You can't let social media make you switch, man. Go ahead, Philbo.
y'all niggas can't be Ice Cube during the day and go home and be Will Smith.
It don't work like that.
Stop perpetrating. But particularly to that.
Yeah.
Will Smith is not a gangster.
Nah. Nah.
Just because he slapped Chris Rock doesn't make him a gangster.
Yeah. What's going to happen is your ass going to go crazy, man. You see all them stars and all them famous people, man, they taking a lot of pills for stuff that we take. We just don't know it, right? Because they don't show a lot of stuff until they overdose or caught driving drunk or some shit like that, run into somebody. Then we say, oh, damn, so they've been on medicine this whole time. So they've been stressed out and seeing psychiatrists and all this. Yeah, man, because the more higher and higher you get, you got to be mentally prepared for that shit, because that shit will send you down a spiral. Don't believe what we saying? Go do your research. Look how many people was one-hit wonders, and after that one-hit wonder, they spiral down the way into depression. Go look at a lot of people who's in this entertainment game and in this music game that got there, almost was through the door, didn't make it, and then they went into depression. You can even find stories of people committing suicide, and you can find stories of people almost committing suicide that goes along with this music and entertainment game. So all I'm saying...
All I'm saying is,
prepare yourself, align yourself, prepare yourself for what you want, man. If you want to be a big star, then that means you got to be walking the walk, talking the talk, and spending the money, baby. Yeah, you got to be spending big star money, baby. You want to be a big star, then you better be spending big star. Let me say this again. You want to be a big boy. Start spending big boy money in the right direction. Spend big boy money in the big boy right direction. Not just spending big boy money in big boy right direction. I'll say that again, because everybody that's spending big boy money in the big boy right direction is winning. I mean, they winning.
I'm winning.
You can say whatever the hell you want to say. They winning.
Winning.
So get your money. Learn how to invest your money so that it can help you, it can grow, it can help you achieve whatever accomplishment you want, man. Everybody has to fail. I like failure, and this is what I talked about. Hold on, I'm going to let you close it. I like failure. I learned to like failure because failure has made me go back and try it again and succeed. And now I know if I do that, I'm going to fail. If I listen to that, I'm going to fail. If I follow that, I'm going to fail. Right? So failure is a part of growth. Failure is a part of moving in forward progression, because life is going to always throw something at you. You got to learn from it each time it hit your ass. Learn how it came and hit you. Learn how it made you feel. Learn the effects, the cause and effects of it. So when that shit come that next time, shit, you can dodge it. You can bypass it. You can overcome it with ease and not so much as a hiccup. And it's going to be hard. It's going to take you a couple of times to do it. But guess what? Sooner or later, it's going to try to hit you, and you're going to keep on going. See, people say generational curses, but they don't really speak on it in full detail. Sometimes generational curses is not being able to stand up and break the curses, right? Generational curses sometimes keep going on because nobody stops and breaks them off their own life, right? They don't even stop and remove the chains. So it's just like somebody having a mindset but never having a mindset to do better, right? Having the finances but not having the knowledge on what to do with the finances, right? Go and do a bunch of bullshit, but don't ever do a bunch of right shit to push themselves in the right direction. When it comes to artists, I stop taking a lot of artists serious. Why? Because I see a lot of artists want to oppress the wrong people. They build relationships with the wrong people and none of the right people. So I don't take those type of artists serious. I'm just going to say it. I don't take you serious. That's just me. I still do business with you, but I don't take you serious. I just look at it as just a business transaction. Nothing more, nothing less. Because you won't ever really probably make it, because you're not no real serious artist. You're not a real serious entertainer. You're just fucking bullshitting around for social media and for your hood and for your partners and for your clique with hopes that one of these labels give you a $4 million check and now you're the most famous rapper and the most paid rapper. That's all you're doing. You're being lazy as shit, and you want everybody in the community and everybody in the world to support you and help you make it when you're the laziest artist in the roster right now. Oh, just because you make a video and all this, you're the laziest artist considered at getting a deal. They're going to look at you and be like, man, you have no real work really going on other than this bullshit. These other nine people over here are smashing you. And some places y'all live in small spots, so I don't know, man. Oh, well, they ain't got to do none of this shit. All I know is I didn't apply what I be telling the people and what people have taught me and the people stuff that I've learned. In 6 months, I just backed off of everything, and I took what I would have came on air and told people, and I said, you know what? Fuck it. We'll show everybody. I didn't come on air and tell people about this opportunity because I took it for me and Famo Nation and the people that we work with. And if you are a official artist, producer, or songwriter, guess what? We now can produce material to go get that bag now. So now we ain't just putting music out there just for nothing. Now it's directional opportunity that you can grab. So now you got to start making music and things for movies, commercials, TV ads. 6 months. 6 months. So for all those artists that was hating, all those artists that was pouring salt, all those artists that were saying, oh, I'm king and I'm this, because, you know, they seen me saying King 1033 for how long now? You know, that shit's in the flesh. It's where I was born and raised, 1033 South Sea, Muskogee. So whatever. But all of them artists that was making all of those jokes, showing all of that money, wearing all those cool-ass kicks and cool-ass shoes, cool-ass shirts and pants and watches and rings and all that bullshit, right? Wearing all that shit. They don't look, what I'm saying is not bragging, but what I'm saying is this is power. With all of that they do and all of that they have, they don't have that direct access. Because if they did, you would hear different type of music that they make, but you don't because they don't have that access. So what is all of that equal up to? All of that I just, you know, the rings, all of that shit talking, all that dissing people that don't dress like them because they don't give a fuck about no clothes and all that shit, all that calling people broke and, oh, he ain't this and she ain't that and she this and this and this. But that person got opportunity that you don't got. So all of that shit means nothing. All that means nothing. Because guess what? It's another guy sitting at home or a woman sitting at home, and she just jumps on her computer and does a little bit of this, a little bit of that, nothing nasty, nothing sexual. I'm talking about promoting and shows or podcasting, and she's getting bags, and she's getting opportunity, and all the rest of them are not. Why? Because they full of shit, the clout, not the learning, not the techniques. Hey, I done seen Petty can sit and tell you from his own self. It's a lot of people that's not getting no elevation, man, because they're not aligning themselves and they following that same blueprint that don't work. All it do is just feeds the game, but it don't never give back. So if I could do that shit in 6 months, man, hell, any artist that's out there can do it in 6 months and do way better than what I did and go way further than where we got it. Way better opportunities, because I don't really make music just like that, but I'm about to get back into it. But anyway, Femo, I'm going to let you speak on it before we get out of here, man.
I'm going to say this. Anybody listening, this man helped me get my shit popping in 2020. COVID shut down. Said he can't do comedy. But in 2019, Femo said you need to have your own show. Blessed by the Femo Nation. Teddy Murphy Project was born April 4th, 2020. During a pandemic and during the race riots.
Yep.
I covered all that shit.
That's right.
Then I graduated
into music by interviewing artists like Nick Gibbs.
Come on.
Talking to comedians. Talking to the mister. Talking to the world.
Come on.
It did.
Did it all that up. It
started
matters.
Playing artist music. I started playing artist music. The underground. Then I went old school. Then I went really old school with the body and soul. And then I went into video to put it on Facebook Watch, to put it on YouTube, to interview legends, Bruce Palance, Mark Christopher Lawrence, Larry Hankin. These guys were in movies that we grew up watching. Bruce Valanche was the City Square of Hollywood Squares and produced the Oscars for one with Whoopi. Robin Williams and Billy Crystal were hosting Deuces for 25 years.
That real talk.
Larry Hankin told me about one of the greatest comedies. One of the greatest comedies of all time. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Steve Martin and John Candy.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Yes, sir.
That's a classic.
Man, I ain't heard that in a long time. Come on.
Mark Christopher Lawrence was in the spoof of CB4 known as Fear of a Black Hat. And the reason why CB4 got more press is because they had $1 million budget. But Fear of a Black Hat is a black classic movie. Look it up. It's with the house parties.
Yeah.
It's with the Fridays. It's with the Don't Be a Menace and everything the Wayans have done, including White Chicks.
Yeah.
Up there. It's legendary. I have done all of this.
Work speaks for itself, man. But when you ain't really working, you ain't really jerking, man. Shout out to G-Money from Louisiana Cartel, man. He said that too, man. If you ain't working, you ain't jerking. You did. You gotta be working to be jerking,
right,
man. And that's the thing too. I've watched. This is me, man. And you know, people gonna like who they want to like, support who they want to support.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't the issue. That ain't what I see as the issue. What I see the issue is, though, is the people that a lot of people flock to is not a lot of teaching going on, right? It's a lot of teaching in other aspects, but a lot of those teaching in a lot of other aspects don't have any direction. Now, check this out. I had put it out there months ago, and I know you've seen it, Famo. Everybody that rocked with me on social media probably did, too. I had actually put it out there months ago that I was looking to bring new people on apart to be a part of the umbrella with Famo Nation Forever. Did you see that, Famo? Did you see any of the time when I had posted, like, I'm looking for new people to come? Okay. So now look, a lot of artists in my hometown, just say in my hometown, that's right here in the same city with me, if by them doing that and came over, what I just announced that we are now a part of the team. We own the team. We sitting at the table. We ain't sitting in the back. We sitting at the table with the head people, right? That we got direct access to these opportunities now as artists, songwriters, and producers. Look at the opportunity that they blew for themselves. Why? Because of personal vendettas. Personal fear. Oh, this person really ain't like that. This person really, because see, they don't do their background. They don't do their homework. They don't cross reference and do none of this type of shit. So they blew that opportunity to be able to have that direct connection. And I say it, a lot of them and they style of music make way better music than I do. Way better. I never argue with them and tell them that I make better music than they do, because they are the pure artists. They are the, you know, that's their gift that they do very well, and a lot of them do it better than me. So that's the problem. It is opportunity all around artists. Artists just don't take the opportunity because they too focused on the clout. They want to be famous without putting in the shit that's going to make them really famous, right? So all that local fame stuff, but they're not getting no magazine opportunities. When they do have a performance, they're not having no radio promotion done. So they're not on podcasts. They're not on radio shows. They ain't on any of these things promoting their upcoming performance. They're not doing video drops. They're not doing these type of things. They're not utilizing their reels as promotion. So how do you expect them to grow? How do you expect them to jump to the next level? They're showing all of us that could help them. They don't want the help. They don't need it. They're showing all of us that have these opportunities that these people want us to give to upcoming artists. They're showing us that they do not want it. They want to get it, and they cool with how they getting it. They cool with what they doing. That's fine with them. That's cool with them. And now I'm in a position to where I'm like, you know what? Hey, if that's what you cool with, I'm cool with it too. I'm not going to offer you this opportunity that I'm sitting on when you show me what you cool with. Hey, man, this opportunity I got is not for you because you getting it how you getting it, and that's all you care about. I had an artist tell me that I wanted to work with here, and I had a DJ, man. I had an industry DJ check him out. And he had a real opportunity to connect in with that industry DJ by just coming on the show. And he said, man, I'm going to be tuning into the show because I want to get a better feel from him. Well, he stopped tuning into the show, and it's not because he don't like the show or nothing like that. Life is life, man, and I got to give him that respect. Life is life. I won't put that on him that he did it for no other reason. Life is life. I understand. But now that DJ then moved on, right? So there's no more connection there. And that DJ that I'm speaking of is one of the big DJs in this industry, man. He works with one of the artists right now, has platinum records. You know what I mean? Directly. So that opportunity from my hometown, I keep getting burned, right? I've put a lot of people in position from my hometown to snag some of these opportunities, and they always fall through. And I had to sit back and look at it and be like, why? I used to get mad at it. Not just a couple weeks ago, I was getting mad at it. And then it just finally hit me, and I got understanding. It ain't meant for them. Everything ain't meant for everybody, man. Even though we want all these artists to succeed, if you just want to be honest, it ain't meant for everybody. It ain't meant for this person to get in the magazine. It ain't meant for this person to be on stage. It ain't meant for this person to succeed. And why? I don't know. I'm not the creator. I don't hold all the answers. And I am perfectly okay with that now in my life. So any artist don't want to do anything that we talked about, hey, you ain't got to. Don't spend your money. Just keep getting booked in your city and don't even get on shows nowhere else. Hey, whatever. Do that. But just know, dealing with me, dealing with Pheromone Nation forever, just like Petty Murphy Project and Petty Murphy, because he stated it several times just like everybody else, man, it's business, man. So, you know what I mean? It's just where it is. I'm not going to hit you across your pocket. But it's just business, man. And it's just where it got to be. A lot of artists in my local scene, I've watched them follow DJs that really, I don't want to down them because I don't want to seem like I'm downing them. But if I watch you go to an opportunity to perform here in Muskogee several times and you don't put that same type of energy off into a platform like Pheromone Nation Forever Radio, has brought real people right to the station that can help change your career all the way around, no, I'm not going to take you serious. I'm not going to take you serious, man, because you block yourself from being able to get booked on tours. It was an A&R man that said he would come down here and he was going to go to a show that wasn't mine. Didn't have nothing to do with us. But out of respect for us, he was going to come down. Real A&R. I ain't even going to say his name now because no promoter in the city even wanted to have a talk so that they could provide that for they artists on the show, for they artists that they booked. So it's a mindset. It ain't just the artists, but it's a lot of the artists, but it's a mindset. And that mindset is something that people are used to. That's something that they've been accustomed to, they've got comfortable with. And I feel like they belong on whatever level that they're allowed to be on. That's where they belong. If they don't get to do or get any of these opportunities that say people like me, you, and others higher and higher than us and all of that good stuff, if they not getting any of those opportunities, I feel like then that's what they deserve. If they are getting them, then that's what they deserve. If they ain't pushing and ain't doing none of that shit, why should you get it? Demo, still on there?
I'm here.
I'm going to let you, because I know you real particular when it comes to artists and events and stuff, too. But I'm going to let you touch on that, man, before we, then we'll give our last thoughts and wrap up, man. I'm going to give a little juicy thing away real quick. But go ahead.
It's a business, people. It's a business.
Yeah.
And opportunities that we have been given is because we put in the work. Yeah, we know you got motherfuckers jealous of us and shit whatsoever, but fuck them. That's how we look at it. We don't fuck with names. Matter of fact, I need to listen to Blow Up Hole, Running Games, new album, The Return.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all need to listen to the Blow Up Hole because a lot of you niggas, you lazy to go. We don't want to hear no more.
Artists, start doing jingles, man. I even put it out here for Femo Nation Forever Radio. I said, artists, man, I want do us a jingle. We'll play it for the first song on the radio that it comes on, and we'll run it. That'll be the radio song until we implement another song, right? And if we've reached a million listeners before, think about how many times people that tuned in to the very first hit the show, not even 5 minutes of the show, they would have heard you. But because you slept on the opportunity and because you wanted to go and do other things, you missed out on that opportunity. So people haven't been hearing your music as soon as they click into the show. And a lot of people tune in just to hear the first song and then they tune out, right? So you're missing all of that. So even the artist that a lot of y'all say is not good, they're beating you. They're getting more awareness than you. It's just they're getting it in places that you're not looking. You're looking on your main thing that everybody then trained you to look, and that's social media, and that's YouTube, and that's the streaming services. You're not looking at anything else. You're not looking at how they're building their demographics, and they're beating you. Step the game up, man, because the game is only going higher and higher. Big shout out to Petty Murphy. Y'all make sure y'all go check out the Petty Murphy Project and catch us on Project Jerk. We got a jerking session for y'all, man. So until next time, baby, be smooth. We out of here.